From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 6 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting chief law enforcement officer. President Donald Trump announced Thursday that he has removed Attorney General Pam Bondi from her position. This action ends her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now serves in an acting capacity. Mr. Blanche previously acted as the president's personal defense attorney during his New York hush money trial. The dismissal represents a second major cabinet change in less than 30 days following the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. While President Trump praised Ms. Bondi as a loyal friend on social media, sources indicate frustration drove the decision. Reports suggest dissatisfaction stemmed from her handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigation files and a perceived failure to prosecute political enemies. Ms. Bondi faced criticism for court losses and mishandling sensitive documents. She was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th regarding these files. Mr. Blanche has assumed immediate control of the Department of Justice and seeks to distance the agency from ongoing controversies.
U.S. Special Forces rescued the second crew member from an F-15 fighter jet downed in Iranian airspace. United States Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second airman from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iran. President Donald Trump confirmed the extraction early Sunday morning. The mission concluded a high-risk operation that began Friday after Iranian fire downed the aircraft. This event marks the first time in over 20 years that an American warplane has been lost to enemy fire. Both crew members were pulled from deep inside Iranian territory by Special Forces teams. The downing occurred during strikes on Iranian infrastructure less than 48 hours after the president declared the military decimated. The incident has intensified scrutiny on administration strategy and raised stakes in a conflict now entering its sixth week. A second aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt known as the Warthog, was also struck by fire near the Strait of Hormuz. Additionally, two Black Hawk helicopters supporting the rescue mission were hit but returned safely. Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of any American crew member.
The House Oversight Committee reviews the subpoena for Attorney General Pam Bondi following her dismissal. Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina stated that Attorney General Pam Bondi remains legally compelled to testify before the House Oversight Committee. Her scheduled appearance was set for April 14th regarding her role in releasing Jeffrey Epstein files. The status of that subpoena is now under review following the president's decision to fire her on Thursday. Ms. Bondi was expected to face questions about the department's management of sensitive documents and her handling of the investigation. Her removal has cast uncertainty over the proceeding as she transitions to a new role in the private sector. Critics argue her leadership resulted in embarrassing court losses and mishandling of evidence related to the convicted sex offender. The White House indicated she failed to deliver criminal convictions against perceived adversaries of President Trump. Mr. Blanche, the new acting attorney general, has sought to distance the department from these controversies. Lawmakers continue to demand full disclosure of records while the administration faces accusations of a cover-up regarding the Epstein files.
Iranian state media announces a $60,000 bounty for the capture of downed American aircrew. Iranian officials have released images of the wreckage from a downed F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jet. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of any American crew member involved. This move follows the successful rescue of both pilots by United States Special Operations Forces on Sunday morning. The downing occurred during a conflict that has now entered its sixth week of hostilities between American and Israeli forces against Iran. The Pentagon confirmed that a second aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt, was also struck by Iranian fire during operations near the Strait of Hormuz. Two Black Hawk helicopters supporting the rescue mission were hit by fire but managed to return safely to base. Iranian state media has intensified its rhetoric while the United States maintains that all personnel are safe and out of Iranian airspace.
The Pentagon confirms two U.S. aircraft were hit by Iranian fire during recent operations in the region. The Pentagon has confirmed that two United States aircraft were struck by Iranian fire during operations in the region. The first incident involved an F-15E Strike Eagle, which was shot down over Iranian airspace on Friday. The second incident involved an A-10 Thunderbolt known as the Warthog, which was hit near the Strait of Hormuz. Both pilots were successfully recovered by Special Operations Forces on Sunday morning. The downing of the F-15E marks the first time in over 20 years that an American warplane has been lost to enemy fire. The incident has intensified scrutiny on the administration's strategy and raised stakes in a conflict now entering its sixth week. Two Black Hawk helicopters supporting the rescue mission were also hit by fire but returned safely to base. Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of any American crew member. The situation remains tense as military operations continue across Iranian infrastructure.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.